Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pacho, vamonos.
The Cisco Kid.
Like the magician who pulls a rabbit out of a hat with a few words of magic, you can pull a good meal out of the bread box with just six well-chosen words.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Words of pure magic when it comes to serving a good breakfast, a nourishing lunch, or a filling, satisfying dinner. Good butternut bread. It's just like saying abracadabra over a hungry family. Butternut is fresh, it's rich, it's soft and white and tender. And butternut bread is nourishing bread, too. It's enriched with extra vitamins and minerals, the quick food energy we all need. And most important, butternut's nourishing goodness lasts right down to the last tender slice. You'll never have to waste a single slice. So next time you buy bread, buy the loaf in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Ship in the Desert. In southeastern California's great Imperial Valley, legend has it that a Spanish galleon centuries ago sailed on the flood overflow of the Colorado River into the valley, there to be stranded high and dry on the sand dunes when the waters receded. Be this as it may, men searched vainly for any trace of the treasure ship, until one day, back before the turn of the century, half a dozen mounted men, heads bowed against the wind, were pursuing the Yuma to Brawley stagecoach.
Here, get up there! Ah! Get up there!
Oh, again, on King.
Yeah, but not enough. Open up in your cars, boys! Hey, look, they're leaving the road. They're cutting across the desert, Jack. You come on with me.
Right, King.
Rest of you stick to the road in case they cut back. Get up there!
Get up! Hey, that's Wild Bill McKenzie driving them horses, King. He won't give up without a fight.
And we'll have to shoot him down. We want that gold box. Maybe the pasture's got some money, too. Yeah, get up!
Get up!
Rein in them horses, McKenzie!
Get going, Eddie's. I'll show you.
Ah, you sidewinder. Get him, Jack. You're closing. Nice shooting that does for him. Get them lead horses. When you boys get down that box of gold, I'll see who's in this here coach. Just one passenger, huh?
Easy now, friend, easy. I've done nothing to you, nothing at all.
Come on out of there.
Right away, friend, easy now.
All right, hand over your money.
I've got no money, friend. My ticket to San Diego took my last cent. I'm on my way to promote a new theater there.
To do what?
Promote, friend, promote. Sell it to the people. That's me, friend, Walter Hutt. I'll promote anything from a flea circus to a railroad.
Hey, King, there's a boat here in this sand.
What are you talking about, Jack?
Well, come here. Take a look. This wind's uncovering it.
You come along, too, promoter.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be doggone. Ain't much left. Been here a long time.
Why, a ship in the desert. Fabulous, friend, fabulous. Why, look at that prow, a Spanish galleon. No, no, better yet, one of mighty Caesar's slave ships. Why, people will pay millions to see her, friend.
Is this hombre crazy?
I ain't decided yet.
Crazy? Why, crazy nothing, friend. Now, just picture that ship dug out and transported to Los Angeles, Chicago, New York. Picture the headlines, friend. Slave ship found in desert. One time Roman civilization in California. Why, there's a fortune in that old ship, friend.
That's not bad. And you are a promoter.
Oh, not just a promoter. Walter Hutt, the best.
Hey, you better gun him down, too, King. He talks wilder than a loon.
I ain't so sure. I like his idea.
Hutt, you got yourself a job, helping to dig that old ship out of there, and then promoting it. For me.
For you? But look,
that's what I said. And that's what this six gun says, too. And if you try to double-cross me, you'll be a dead duck.
But she's called the stagecoach, not can just, what that word she's called?
Vanish? Disappear?
See, vanish, disappear.
Out in this desert can come close enough to doing just that. You agree, Senor Sheriff?
Yeah, I do, Cisco. You two boys know as much about it as I do. All I know is it left Yuma and never showed up in Brawley.
Oh, that's some days ago. Maybe ghosts now.
No, of course not, amigo. Do not talk foolishness. All we can do, Senor Sheriff, is to ride over the stagecoach road and look for tracks.
Tracks that the wind's probably covered up. Well, anyway, I'm mighty obliged to you and Pancho for coming along with me.
The brother of a good friend of ours was on that stagecoach.
Walter Hutt. He's brother of Joe Hutt.
Yeah, and I've heard this here Walter Hutt's got more crackpot ideas than a square inch.
Wait, senores. Hold up. Hold. Excuse this interruption, Sheriff, but look over there.
Well, who are them hombres?
They might be King Morlan's bandidos. I've never seen Morlan, but I've heard much about him.
Yeah, same here.
Oh, look, way over there is trees and buildings.
They may have a camp there.
Yeah, they're digging something out of them sand dunes. Maybe it's a stagecoach, Cisco. I'm going to find out. Yep, boy.
Oh, you're not wait for nothing, that sheriff.
He's very impulsive. Come on, Pancho. Up there, come.
Go. Cisco. That look like a boat they dig, huh?
It is a boat, amigo. Of course. The one the mining company built in Brawley years ago.
Oh, you know about a boat?
Si, Pancho. They tried to get it to the Colorado River by ox team, but the job was too great. They left the ship in this desert to be buried in sand by the storms.
You, hombre, stop right where you are.
Oh, hombres look like bandidos, Cisco.
Si, they do, Pancho. But the one with the shovel in his hands looks like Joe Hutt.
Well, maybe Walter Hutt, no?
Sheriff, huh? What do you want around here?
Are you King Molin?
Never mind who I am. Get going out of here.
I aim to have my question answered. Right now, too.
Keep your hands away from that gun butt, Sheriff.
Well, the sheriff going to draw his gun.
He's crazy if he does.
Madre mia! You sidewinder!
You are not hurt, hombre. My bullet just hit your gun. Put away your gun, Sheriff. We are not here for a gun battle. You are Walter Hutt, senor?
Yes, that's me, friend. Promoter and...
What happened to the stagecoach and the driver?
Don't you tell that coyote nothing, Hutt.
I don't know, friend.
Are these men holding you prisoner?
No, he's here of his own free will.
Why, yes, that's right.
By thunder, I don't believe it.
Oh, and Pancho not believe it too, neither.
Let us ride on, Senor Sheriff.
But blast it all, Cisco.
Let us ride on. We'll gain nothing by staying here.
Well, all right.
Adios, hombres.
I sure hope me and you meet up again.
It is possible we will. Up, Diablo.
Go. Yeah. On it. That hombre King Molan, Cisco?
Probably he is, amigo.
We should have settled the whole thing right then.
And had the case thrown out of court for lack of evidence, Sheriff? Those hombres hold Walter Hutt in fear of his life. We would dare say nothing against them. We'll find a place to make camp and wait there. They will make the next move.
One of you hombres takes Jack's horse and mine. Now, that was the Cisco kid shot that gun out of my hand, huh?
Yeah, that's right, King.
Well, he's fast with a gun, I'll give him credit. But one of these days, he ain't gonna be quite fast enough. I remember things like that.
Chances are Cisco and his partner there and the sheriff will be camped somewhere around here. Looks to me as if they're after us.
Yeah. Boys, you better break up that stagecoach. Cover it up with sand out there in the desert. You, Hutt, come over here.
Hey, yes, friend, yes. Be right there. Yeah.
You gave the right answers today, Hutt.
Yeah, you had to, King, or we'd have gunned him down.
Why, yes, yes. I'll keep on giving the right answers. Don't you worry, friend.
Just to make sure you do. Sam, tie this galoot up. Throw him in that old shed.
All right.
Now, let's go in the cabin, Jack. We got some talking to do. You think they'll be camped around here, huh?
Yeah, I sure do, King. They're suspicious. Especially that Cisco kid. I've heard all about how that hombre works.
We might track him. We'll get Cisco and his partner and the sheriff to come to this camp. You're the one that'll bring him here.
I'll bring him.
That's right. Now listen to this, and then you get going.
I don't like this waiting around, Cisco.
As a rule, Senor Sheriff, neither do I. But there are times when it is only common sense to wait.
Oh, Cisco got the good reasons for everything, Sheriff. See? You just trust Cisco and you come out all right.
I got a good mind to ride to their camp and demand their surrender.
Where you want to be buried?
Look out there, Senor Sheriff. We have a visitor.
Yeah. It's one of them outlaws. Did you figure this, Cisco?
No, Sheriff. I expected all of them to ride here.
Oh, this is the one that say Senor Hori have the free will to stay.
Whoa, whoa. I come here in peace to talk to you, Sheriff.
All right. Light.
My name's Jack Serrano. I'm with King Molin.
So that was King Molin, huh? There's rewards out for him.
Get to the point, Serrano. Why are you here?
Lately, the King's been cheating me out of my share of the... what we take in. I caught him at it 3 times, and I'm sick of it.
Go on.
I figure he's getting a bullet ready for me, too. So if I turn state's evidence on King Molin, do I go free, Sheriff?
Well,
Any reward out for this bandido? Maybe we take him, no?
Listen, Pancho.
King's holding Walter Hutt prisoner, ain't he?
Yeah.
Well, you help me free him, and I'll do all I can for you. I can't guarantee what the court will do, though.
Yeah, I'll take a chance. King's in camp alone now, Sheriff.
Where are the rest of the banderos?
They took the day off, Cisco. Rode into Brawley.
I hope you do not believe this story, Sheriff.
It sounds all right to me. I'll go with you, Serrano.
You'll regret it if you do.
Also, you'll be sorry, too, Sheriff.
Serrano wouldn't dare to cross me. Let's get going.
You and your partner better come along, Cisco.
We are very comfortable right here, Bandito.
Yep.
Oh, what we do now, Cisco? Pancho think that sheriff right into a big trap.
I'm certain of it. We must follow him. We'll try to draw the banditos away from their camp. My scheme may work.
What scheme?
We will set fire to what is left of that old ship. Since they have some reason for uncovering the ship, they may ride to it when they see the flames.
Oh, then we ride into their camp?
See, let us hurry.
Fire burn good now, Cisco.
See, Chico. Look at it back there. Now, down to the dry wash again. Out of sight. Come on, Diablo. Yeah.
Look, Cisco. The bandidos right out of camp.
Down into the dry wash, I said. They must not see us.
Look, down the bank.
Now, right for your work. Up, Diablo. Come on.
Go. This dry wash go near the bandido camp?
Right past it, Pancho. It's lucky for us. Diablo, faster. Come on.
Go. Pancho want to know about that Walter Hutt.
We'll find out what we can. We have a chance, amigo. Now, up this way and into the camp.
Oh, not seem to be nobody in this camp, Cisco.
Let's try that shack over there. Hold up. Oh. We must hurry, Pancho.
Pancho and I'd like to hurry, but Pancho can't hurry.
He may not be in here, but this door is locked. I'll try to break it down.
Oh, the sheriff and Walter Hutt, they both tied. Sheriff got the eyes closed, Cisco.
They must have knocked him out. Get some water, Pancho. I'll untie the sheriff and Senor Hutt.
They did knock him out. But I'm all right here.
You do not want to go free?
Well, friend, only
very well. Now to get those ropes off of you.
Cisco, the bandidos come back. They must see Pancho.
We better run for it, friend.
And leave the sheriff here. We'll do nothing of the kind, senor.
Let him have it, boys! Shoot up here!
Down, flat on the floor, senorita. Quick! This is going to be a very hot fight.
And indeed, the fight may be hotter even than Cisco suspects. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Give yourself and your family a break every day. Start every morning with a good big breakfast. Because a good breakfast means a good morning. And a good breakfast means...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Start every day the healthful way with several good big slices of crisp golden brown butternut toast, dripping with rich yellow creamery butter. Sound good? It is good. And good for you, too. Experts tell us that everybody needs a good breakfast every day with plenty of the nourishing foods like butternut bread. Made from healthy, nutritious wheat and enriched with extra vitamins and minerals. Quick food energy for folks who use up that energy quick at home, at school, or at work. So remember, a good breakfast means a good morning. And a good breakfast means...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Ship in the Desert. When the bandits of California's Imperial Valley duped the sheriff into going to their camp, Cisco and Pancho had to follow, but only after Cisco had set fire to the old ship in the desert, hoping to draw the bandits away from the camp. But the outlaws returned and opened fire while our friends were in the shack, setting free the sheriff and the promoter, Walter Hutt. Now...
The bandidos fire bullets right into the shack, Cisco.
Give them back as good as they send, Pancho. Like this.
Not like those bullets, neither.
Lay down, amigo. Here, give me a hand. Let us move the sheriff away from the door.
Oh, he's still unconscious.
See, gave him a bad beating, the coyotes.
Yes, they did, friend. Same as they gave me.
Oh, I don't like those bullets. I'm just a promoter.
Neither do we like them, senor. But there is little we can do about it. Never mind the water now, Pancho. Keep alert.
We shoot back like this. Senor Hutt, you take one of Pancho's guns. It'll make you feel better. Go ahead.
All right, friend. I'll try it.
Bueno, Senor Hutt. Yeah, how you like that, bandidos?
You made somebody jump.
Well, what do you know? This does make me feel better. Hey, you pack rats! You lop-eared mavericks!
That's the way. And now you're not scared no more, Senor Promoter.
Do not get reckless, senor. Keep that head down. We do not want you to get killed.
Hey, you! Cisco Kid!
What do you want?
Throw down your guns and come out with your hands up. All of you.
You have the pipe dream, bandido.
We'll stay right where we are. If you want us, come and get us.
We'll get you, all right. Only not the way you think. Keep shooting, boys!
What means it's going out the way we think?
I have no idea, Pancho. But let us stay on our guard. That bandito would try anything.
Yeah, them wizards. We should have had them all before this.
Take it easy, King. They can't get away. We'll get them in time.
I don't like to wait. You know, I've got a good mind to rush that shack.
Will you listen to me?
Well, what do you got to say?
How long do you think you'd last if you rushed the shack?
What do you mean?
You found out how that Cisco Kid can shoot. He shot that gun out of your hand, didn't he?
Yeah, that sidewinder.
All right. But you wouldn't have a chance, King. He'd shoot you down before you got halfway to that shack.
Well... maybe you're right, Jack.
I know blame well I'm right. Now, I got an idea how we can get him out of that shack.
Yeah? Well, go on.
Walk over to the little shed with me.
I want to take him alive if we can, especially that Cisco Kid. Setting fire to that old ship, burning it. Well, one of the best ideas I ever had. Fix that coyote for that before I get through with him. Well, all right, what's here?
Take a look in this box.
Well, it looks like dynamite to me.
It's just what it is. That construction crew that used to work out of this camp must have left it.
Dynamite, huh?
Yeah. And caps and a fuse.
Good enough. This is just the thing to scare them out with. Dynamite!
Cisco, the bandidos, they're not shoot at us much now.
They have stopped shooting, Pancho.
Si.
But I do not think for long.
Maybe they've decided to quit.
I would like to think so, Senor Hutt, but I doubt it very much. They have us outnumbered. They have us surrounded. There's no reason for them to quit.
Well, Pancho, take a look. See what they do.
That was close, friend.
Pancho, I told you to keep your head down. Perhaps now you will, unless you want to be killed.
Oh, that bullet cut four whiskers of Pancho's chin.
Too blame close.
Next one may come even closer. And take a look through the crack in this board.
What are they doing, friend?
I cannot tell from here, senor. They are standing over near that little shed. Oh, but a couple who are standing guard. But whatever they are doing will not be to our advantage.
Drink water.
Oh, the sheriff is coming too, Cisco.
Bueno. Give him some water from your canteen, Pancho. I must stay on watch here for now.
Water.
Cisco, the water all gone from the canteen. Look, is a bullet hole through the canteen.
We can't hold out long without water, friend.
Oh, Pancho, very sorry, Senor Sheriff. Not got the water for you. We tried to get some soon.
So, that is what they are doing.
Wow, what, Cisco? What?
Dynamite.
What? Oh, great Scott, friend.
Down. Bye. Down, Flack, quick. Here it comes.
I don't like that. I'm going to surrender to them, friend.
Oh, maybe they not let you surrender now, senor.
No, they've got to. I can't stand that dynamite. I'll come in. Don't shoot.
Let him have it, boys. He's no good to us now.
Me, I was afraid of that. Drop down, senor. Come back in the shack quickly. Were you hit, senor?
No, I'm all right, friend. The scoundrels, the blackguards, they meant to kill me. Where's that gun? I'll show them they can't kill the world's greatest promoter.
That is the spirit, senor. But be careful.
Cisco, the sheriff is unconscious again.
Yeah, it's just as well. Watch it. Here comes more dynamite.
Yeah, that one come closer, Cisco.
I'll give you one more chance to quit, Cisco. If you don't take it, the next stick of dynamite will blow you to pieces.
I said it before, I'll say it again, Bandito. If you want us, come and get us.
The next one get us sure, Cisco.
Not if I can help it. Senor Hart, Pancho, get ready to rush those banditos, along with me.
Did you say rush them, friend?
But Cisco, Pancho thought...
Do not argue. Just pray that the fuse on the next stick of dynamite is not too short.
You're going to throw this one right up close to the shack, eh, King?
That's right. I ain't going to fool that confounded Cisco kid anymore. Here, cap that stick. Throw a fuse on it.
Right. I ain't so sure it's a good idea to kill off the sheriff, though, King.
I'll say what's a good idea and what ain't. Hand me that stick of dynamite.
Here you are.
Yeah. Light that fuse. Yeah, this'll do the job.
Throw it, King.
There it goes. Look to your guns, boys, in case it don't get them all.
Hey, look. Cisco's come out of that shack. He's picking up that dynamite. Hey, he's going to throw it back here. Great job.
Go!
We will lose, Cisco.
We'll show him, friend. We'll show him.
I'll get Cisco for your king.
Now, if I can help it, Bandito, I'm going to try my best. Help it.
You Bandidos, get the hands up. And you give them up.
That's the way to do it, friend. Give it to him.
Keep your eyes on those Bandidos, senor. Never mind this. Fight.
Oh, that fits him, Cisco.
I've got you now, Cisco.
You're a poor shot, Bandito. Don't miss it that distance. But you are deaf. No other chance to shoot.
That is the scoundrel I want to get a crack at, Fred. Let me at him.
No, stand back, senor. We'll take our chances. At this stage, the game.
That beats that one.
Hey, you banderos. Get those hands up.
I'll take over here, Pancho. You get some water and attend to the sheriff.
Si, si, senor.
Get all their guns, senor. Then we will tie them.
Oh, by Judas, what an idea, friend.
What are you talking about?
I'm a genius, friend. The greatest of all geniuses. Why, I promote a fight like this in a Wild West show and make my fortune. Guns, horses, dynamite.
Hey, rope to tie the banditos. You will find it right over there, senor. And hurry.
Si,
Pancho.
No more old boat on the desert now.
No more, amigo.
No.
And no more of King Moran's banditos outside the jail either.
Si, senor.
Si?
How does bandido get to be a bandido?
Oh, he starts by getting into bad habits.
Bad habits?
Si, doing wrong things. It is important, Pancho, that we do right at all times.
Oh, do right, si. And Pancho thinks so too, si, senor.
Now, I want to be sure you remember that, Chico.
Remember what?
What I just told you.
Oh, but King Molan's bandidos?
No. Hmm? Listen, Pancho. What is it we find so easy to get into and so hard to get out of?
Easy to get into and hard to get out.
Si, now tell me.
Oh, Pancho, no now, Cisco.
All right, then tell me. What is so easy to get into and so hard to get out of?
Pancho's bed.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh,
Jesus. Oh, Pablo.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
A big family, a big meal to prepare, and a small budget. That's what you might call the eternal triangle. And there's just one fine way to help you solve it. Just see to it that you serve more...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, serve more good butternut bread. More of it, more often. For example, make a leftover meal taste like something special with the simple addition of several slices of butternut bread. Serve it toasted and maybe sprinkled with cheese or garlic salt. Or serve it toasted under those creamed leftovers. Or in big delicious sandwiches with yesterday's beef roast, sliced just the right thickness. Dozens of ways that butternut can help you build a better budget meal. Yes, if you've a big family and a small budget, remember, serve more butternut bread. Pick up the only loaf in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread. You'll like it. Everybody does.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Mel Blanc.